आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। नेशन पेज होमेज टू सरदार वल्लभ भाई पटेल ऑन हिज बर्थ एनिवर्सरी टुडे। नेशनल यूनिटी डे इज बीइंग सेलिब्रेटेड ऑन द ओकेजन। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी ऑफर्स फ्लोरल ट्रिब्यूट एट स्टैच्यू ऑफ यूनिटी इन एकता नगर इन केवड़िया गुजरात। Prime Minister says inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Festival of Lights, Diwali, being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. Ayodhya sets Guinness World Record with 25 lakh diyas lit and 1,121 Vedacharyas performing aarti together. And in sports, Ayush Shetty and Satish Karunakaran advanced to pre-quarterfinals of men's singles event at Hilo Open Badminton Tournament in Germany. Today is National Unity Day. Every year on 31st of October, the country commemorates the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who is a pivotal figure in India's struggle for independence and the first Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister of the country. National Unity Day serves as a reminder of his efforts to unite the diverse princely states into a single nation and fosters a spirit of solidarity among the people of the country. Renowned for his exceptional leadership and unyielding commitment to national integration, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is fondly remembered as the Iron Man of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered floral tribute at the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat this morning. Mr. Modi administered the Ekta Divas pledge.
Main satyanishtha se shapath leta hu ki मैं राष्ट्र की एकता अखंडता और सुरक्षा की बनाए रखने के लिए स्वयं को समर्पित करूंगा।
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो विटनेस्ड एकता दिवस परेड। मोर फ्रॉम आवर कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट।
This year's Ekta Divas Parade comprises of 16 marching contingents of 9 state and 1 union territory police, 4 central armed police forces, NCC and a marching band. Special attractions of the parade include Hell March contingent of NSD, Daredevil show by BSF and CRPF women and main bikers, a show on combination of Indian martial arts by BSF, piped band show by school children and Surya Kiran flypast by Indian Air Force are also among the major attractions of the parade. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tribute at the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at Patel Chowk, New Delhi this morning. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also paid floral tributes on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a two-day visit to Gujarat today. In the morning, Mr. Shah will inaugurate Sri Gopalananda Swami Yatrik Bhavan at the famous Kashtabhanjan Hanumanji Temple in Salangpur, located in Botad. Built at a cost of 200 crore rupees, the new guest house will be equipped with state-of-the-art facilities and will have 1,100 rooms. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state's largest waste-to-energy plant at the Pirana Waste Dumping Site in Ahmedabad. Built at a cost of 375 crore rupees on PPP model, the plant has the capacity to generate 15 megawatts of energy from 1,000 metric tons of solid waste per day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Sharing his article on social media platform LinkedIn, Mr. Modi said the speed of execution is breathtaking, from foundation stone to operational facility in just 2 years. He said this is a clear manifestation of a new work culture and the capabilities of the people of India. The Prime Minister also listed several accomplishments in the defence sector. He said defence production has soared to 1.27 lakh crore rupees in 2023-24. Defence exports have skyrocketed from 1,000 crore rupees in 2014 to 21,000 crore rupees today. Mr. Modi said more than 12,300 items have been indigenized in just 3 years. Over 7,500 crore rupees were invested in domestic vendors by defence public sector undertakings. He said 25% of defence research and development budget is dedicated to industry-led innovation. The government has notified additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners due from the 1st of July this year. Union Cabinet has approved 3% additional installment of dearness allowance and dearness relief to central government employees and pensioners. Central government pensioners or family pensioners will become entitled to higher amount of dearness allowance and dearness relief from the existing rate of 50% to 53% of the basic pension or family pension. Tomorrow is the last day of withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of elections in Jharkhand. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will be undertaken on the 13th of November. In 43 constituencies, counting of votes will be on the 23rd of November. More from our correspondent.
Search operation has been intensified across the state to stop money power in the election. Illegal material and cash worth over 122 crore have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly elections. 29 FIRs have been lodged for violation of Model Code of Conduct. Joint operation has been launched in bordering areas of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Odisha to nab Maoists. With KK Lal's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Festival of Lights, Diwali, is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the citizens on the occasion of Deepavali. In her message, the President said that Deepavali is a festival of happiness and enthusiasm and it symbolizes the victory of knowledge over ignorance and good over evil. The President said that on the auspicious occasion of Diwali, we should illuminate our conscience, adopt virtues of love and compassion and promote social harmony. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Deepavali is celebrated with reverence and joy not only in India, but also by the Indian diaspora across the world. Mr. Dhankar said that the festival symbolizes the timeless victory of light over darkness, hope over despair and knowledge over ignorance. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished for a healthy, happy and prosperous life for all citizens. The Prime Minister expressed hope that everyone may thrive with the blessings of Ma Lakshmi and Lord Shri Ganesha. Uttar Pradesh witnessed the grand Deepotsav on the banks of the Saryu River in Ayodhya. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and other dignitaries along with thousands of devotees were present at the occasion. Two Guinness World Records were set on the banks of the Saryu River in the holy city with over 25 lakh earthen lamps or diyas lit and 1,121 Vedacharyas or teachers of religious texts performing aarti simultaneously. More from our correspondent.
Ayodhya city brightened up with the largest ever display of 25,12,585 earthen lamps on the 55 ghats of Saryu River and created a world record yesterday evening. Thousands of volunteers lit the lamps along with the bank of Saryu River through the lanes of city and at houses. Whole city was illuminated with the lights and colorful decorations on the theme of Ramayana. This year, another world record was created in which 1,121 batuks performed the the largest aarti together on the ghats of Saryu. This was the 8th Deepotsav in a row at Ayodhya after Yogi Adityanath came into power, but first since the consecration ceremony of Lord Rama at the Ram Janmabhoomi temple. A grand drone and laser show was also organized to mark the occasion. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the Railways is operating around 2,800 more trains in comparison to 4,500 operated last year for the ease of passengers. To effectively deal with the high passenger volumes during the festive season, the railway has undertaken several steps for better crowd management and providing seamless service to the passengers at major railway stations of Delhi. A designated holding area has been set up at the stations, equipped with additional ticket counters, automatic ticket vending machines, inquiry counters, catering services, drinking water and mobile toilets have also been set up to cater the requirement of the passengers. Talking to Akashvani News, Divisional Railway Manager Sukhvinder Singh said the sale of platform tickets at major railway stations including New Delhi, Old Delhi and Anand Vihar stations has been banned till the 7th of November.
कि हमने 26 अक्टूबर से 7 नवंबर तक दिल्ली के चारों मेजर स्टेशन पे हमने प्लेटफॉर्म टिकट बंद कर दिया है क्योंकि काफी लोग उनको छोड़ने आते थे और उसे एक्स्ट्रा भीड़ हो जाती थी. जो भी आदमी दिव्यांगजन है या कोई सीनियर सिटीजन है उसके लिए हमारे सिविल डिफेंस की एक ऑर्गेनाइजेशन होती है हमारे पास और एक स्काउट्स एंड गाइड्स होते हैं रेलवेज में. ये वॉलंटियर्स दोनों अजमेरी गेट और पहाड़गंज के दोनों एंट्रीज पे रहेंगे. जिसको भी जरूरत पड़ेगी उनको वो पूरी तरह से चाहे उठा के चाहे व्हील चेयर पे वो उनकी ट्रेन में उनको बोर्ड करवाएंगे.
In Madhya Pradesh, Divisional Railway Manager of Bhopal Division, Devashish Tripathi, inspected the crowd management and arrangements made at ticket booking counters at Bhopal Railway Station and assessed the facilities available for passengers. Apart from this, coach guidance display boards have been installed to assist passengers, making it easier for passengers to locate their coaches. May I help you? Desk has also been set up. West Central Railway Zone Public Relations Officer B.N. Gupta told Akashvani that GRP and RPF are being deployed on both sides of the train for the convenience of passengers. In Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Germany, Indian shuttlers Ayush Shetty and Satish Kumar Karunakaran advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals. Ayush Shetty beat Joachim Oldorf for Finland in the first round match, while Satish Karunakaran defeated compatriot Chirag Sen in a hard-fought match at Saarbrücken yesterday. Earlier, India's Tarun Mannepalli lost to Colin Valentin Filemon of Austria. In the women's singles, India's Keyura Mopati lost to Anna C.S. Ryberg of Denmark. In the U23 World Championships being played in Tirana, Albania, Indian wrestler Mansi Elawat has won the bronze medal in the women's 59kg category, while in 65kg category, Manisha Bhanwala missed out in the repesh round match yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers highlight the disengagement of troops at the line of actual control between India and China. The Hindustan Times headlines, disengagement done, patrols to begin soon. The Hindu headlines, troops complete disengagement at Dipsang Demchok. And the Indian Express headlines, disengagement completed at 2 points, state set for resumption of patrolling. The papers add that India-China relations are at a new starting point and China is ready to work with India. Mostly all papers write on the capital's air quality plummeting to dangerous levels and at the very poor category with an AQI of 307, even as firecrackers continue to be burst unchecked despite ban. All papers are on their front page. The story of the death of 8 wildlife elephants at the Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve in Madhya Pradesh. Probe is underway to ascertain if the deaths were accidental or intentional. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his birth anniversary today. National Unity Day is also being celebrated on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offers floral tributes at Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar in Kevadia, Gujarat. Prime Minister says inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Festival of Lights, Diwali, being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. Ayodhya sets Guinness World Record with 25 lakh diyas lit and 1,121 Vedacharyas performing Aarti together. And in sports, Ayush Shetty and Satish Karunakaran advanced to pre-quarterfinals of men's singles event at Hilo Open Badminton Tournament in Germany. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.